Moose Jaw, a building on Lillooet Street West that was once a residence before being converted into a business, is being deconverted to its original purpose because the business is experiencing financial challenges. During its October 21 regular meeting, City Council voted unanimously to approve a discretionary use application from MS Technology Solutions Corp. to turn 453 Lillooet Street West from a retail store into a one-unit dwelling. The property is in the C2 high-density commercial district, where such dwellings are considered a discretionary use. Furthermore, the block is divided between the C1 and R1 districts, with this property near the boundary line. The owner of the business has been operating his electronic appliance store at this location since April 2020, but has decided to explore other options for the property because he has been unable to find another commercial tenant or buyer. Due to the rapid development of the market and network technology, traditional electronics appliance stores have become very difficult, the owner said in his discretionary use application. Since the existing structure was originally designed as a one-unit dwelling, the changes required to return it to that purpose will be small and may not be noticeable from the outside, while there will likely be little to no observable differences in appearance, a council report said. Meanwhile, the dwelling will likely create fewer vehicle trips, noise and related activity, and have minimal effects on the area compared to when it was a retail store, while the surrounding residential uses will likely not pose a conflict, the document continued. However, some of the nearby commercial properties may have a moderately negative effect on the proposed one-unit dwelling, especially the automotive service center at the east end of the block, the report added. During the meeting, city administration told City Council, in response to a question from Councilor Heather Eby, that the property adjacent to this one had been rezoned to C2 several years ago. This is why the business in that dwelling is allowed to put advertisements in the windows. Meanwhile, Councilor Crystal Frost pointed out that the dwelling is in a good location because it is across the street from the South Hill grocery store and other useful amenities. The inaugural meeting of the new City Council is Monday, November 18, while the first regular meeting is Monday, November 25.